You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment. From the AfterBuzz studios in Los Angeles, California, and streaming live on Ustream, this is AfterBuzz TV for Jersey Shore. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest Jersey Shore news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, picking up where the show leaves off and the buzz continues, it's AfterBuzz TV for Jersey Shore.
Hello, Jersey Shore fans. Dropping Like Flies is the episode title. This is season 5, episode 3. 3? My God, it feels
three,
like we're
yeah.
3. We're so much deeper in. I am
yeah.
here with...
I
like your intro.
You. I'm Roxy Stryer. Roxy Rookie
thank
Stryer.
You. And...
Jessica Kingpin Jessica, King.
There you go. And we are unfortunately missing
Cameron.
Sassy Gabby.
And Killer Cam. But the Sassy Gab one really hurts because she was supposed to do the Jersey Turnpike for us.
Yep.
So she has a red carpet event tonight. And she said, please, I will do it next week. I'm so excited. I've practiced. So
you know what's really good?
What?
That I didn't dress. You know how
Wait,
we're supposed to
what
dress
is the Jersey Turnpike?
It's the dance that Snooki always does every week. And in fact, she even did it in this episode, Mari.
Like where she bends down
And Phil, what is that song? Phil, what is that song, though?
What song?
You know the one? It's always on the commercial bumpers. It's you've played it before for us on the Rollins.
Yeah, I'm sure. You know, there's no name for it. At least I'd have to look it up.
I just look up Jersey Shore.
But the fun thing is that we'll have a special segment where this week we'll show you how to do the Jersey Turnpike, and then Gabby will actually demonstrate and see.
She'll mimic it next week.
We'll see how well she does. You know, now that we've been properly trained.
That's
you know what I mean? So we'll do that in the special segment.
That's in our special segment. How exciting. well, guys, it opens up with Vinny leaving. And an interesting article came out today. And Jess, you saw the article too. Where was it? Because I want to give credit to these people. I don't know if it was a blogger or what. It was a very interesting article.
Oh, about...
Came online about the show, but it... The way into the article was through Vinny and his departure.
You know...
Does it not even say?
That's a good question, because my printer version of it
doesn't say. Okay, so we'll be like everyone else in the news, and we'll just steal their ideas and then claim it was our own.
I want to say it was the Times or something.
Anyway...
The Vulture.
We see Vinny leave, and as we're reading in the press, they're making this out to be much more than just... Vinny was tired and homesick. He has
anxiety.
Clinical anxiety.
He's had it for a long time, and he leaves. And, you know, now this seems like it's becoming a bigger, at least
Way
ordeal in the press.
Way bigger than it.
Okay, what are your thoughts just right off the bat then?
I mean, I just don't think it needs to be turned into this huge medical ordeal. It just seems
Do you think it's just publicity? Do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I do think. I mean, I'm
publicity
sure.
Publicity for what, though?
For him. I mean, these guys all have to stay alive.
Yeah, and
right
I'm sure.
now, and I feel like, I don't know. That's
well,
what...
isn't it part of that One of Us campaign? You know that campaign? Or you guys have no idea what the hell I'm talking about?
No, thank you, Phil the Thrill.
Well, all right. Do you guys want me to explain what the hell that is?
Yeah, I think I know what you're talking about.
All right, I'll let Roxy explain, though.
I don't know if I can explain, but it's something that Vinny's working on to get the message out there about anxiety. Is that
Yeah, it's basically the notion that every one of us goes through these whatever emotions, and, you know, so you're not alone, and then when they find a celebrity like this, you know, he's one of us, meaning you, and so you don't have to feel bad that you have these feelings or whatever.
It's different than the No Hate campaign, but it's something similar where they're having celebrities, I think, talk about it, take pictures, awareness out there, I guess.
But I also think, and we'll get more into this in our news and gossip, but Vinny is writing a book, And I think it's publicity for that because he calls his book a prescriptive memoir, which is basically offering help to people who might be having anxiety as well. So I guess it's kind of the same as the campaign where it's offering some kind of, you know, you're not the only one, and there's many of us.
I mean,
do you think
it's the way many of us do go through it? And like, we all get depressed, we all get stressed. Is that really all it is? And he really was an Italian mummy's boy who just was tired and wanted to go home? Or do you really think this was something clinical?
I don't know.
And extreme.
I think it's strange that we've been watching him on air for 4 years, and we haven't. Yeah. And we haven't seen a single sign. He keeps referencing all these moments where he was stressed out and kind of sheltered himself and went into his own little corner, his own world.
But I never saw it.
So either MTV chose not to show us that, which is making his story look more fake, or it isn't fully. I don't want to accuse him of lying because I'm sure he is having anxiety, as any sort of celebrity or person having a camera following them for so long would.
Now,
but I don't know if it's
okay.
More
so
than
here's
that.
Why you're going to find this article interesting. So this article was saying was not disputing the fact that he has anxiety issues. What they got into was why he would have anxiety. It was like your 15 minutes is coming to an end, and I do have it there. Can you pull it up, the article? I know they got into some great points, and they talked about, and what they were essentially saying in the article was they wished he could be really honest about it and talk about how this fast rise to fame, mm-hmm. and how his friends all see him differently, and
he's never been the biggest one on the show.
And yeah, they didn't bring that up, but I think the fact that you even saw Pauly tonight is so bored with these girls because these girls just keep coming up to you, and it's like, I'm DTF.
Yeah.
It's like, it's not fun anymore. Mm-hmm. And it was, anyway, in the article, and do you have it over there so you can pass it over to me?
It's basically saying, like, why is the show so hush-hush about addressing the fact that these people are famous?
Right. It's been an honest show. That's what made the show, is the fact it was honest. But now, continue to be honest, and let's call to the fact that they are so famous. You know, it was talking about in some of the comments were coming up saying, if you look closely in the shots, you see paparazzi around, you see crowds of people. You know when they go to these clubs with bodyguards.
Yeah, and Vinny said that he did an interview about his book with EW, and he said a lot of his anxiety is, he's like, you don't see what really happens. It's paparazzi bombarding you, people screaming your name, people tugging on you everywhere you go. It's just chaos.
Okay, so it's by a writer by the name of Patty Greco, and this is something that she writes in here. Vinny's revelation made for a more thought-provoking episode than usual, yes, but it was mostly a missed opportunity. Vinny's problems are much more complex and compelling than his platitudes about sleepless nights suggest. He's a formerly regular dude who thrust himself into the spotlight and now feels removed from his family. They can't understand what he's going through, no matter how hard Uncle Nino tries. He's surrounded by hangers-on who want to have sex with his mythical penis while rolling around in his money. His every move is followed, his every action derided, and he's probably well aware the timer on his 15 minutes has been about to go off for months. The poor guy must be freaked out by his circumstances and worried about his future. I totally believe this. I give this girl a lot of credit for writing this because out of all of them, is he not the most self-aware?
He definitely.
Yeah. He's the smartest one that would know, oh my God, and be freaked out by this. Yeah. And so I thought that was just a great take on it. And then her knock is, why can't we get into that, MTV? Let's call it what it is. They're all super famous now, that to the point that I'm getting a little bit bored watching this. I'm as bored watching like Pauly in the club tonight with both girls. Yeah. He's like looking off into space. And I mean, I don't know if you're one of the lucky guys, let's say, was in college and got a lot of girls. I remember like some of the guys that I was friends with that were athletes or whatever, and they were like bored at the end of it. I mean, that's like a fraction of it.
Mm-hmm.
But they're living this like unreal life right now.
The reality is it would just make for much more interesting storylines than just the party.
I totally
and the
agree.
Drinking. If you attack the real issues, and we all know they're famous, and we all know the things that are going on in their real lives, whether or not they're going to mention it on the show. And to be honest, that stuff is more interesting than the show.
Well, that's why. And she talks about why the Kardashians, they're able to be honest about it because they've always been kind of famous and they get more famous. And it's, you know, and so that's why that show, it seems like it's fresh.
It's all or nothing.
Yeah.
And with the Kardashians, you see the paparazzi following them. You see them going to these events. And it really bothers me that so many of the MTV shows just ignore the fame, because also with Teen Mom, so many of these girls are famous and they never ever go into it. They
and she talks about Teen Mom
too. Amber a little bit when she was harassed by everyone because of her MTV fame, but they slightly touched on it and that was it. And it's very like disingenuous and dishonest to audiences because like you said, Jessica, it would be more interesting to see what it's like being back in the Jersey Shore for the third summer in a row and then being super famous. Like, I think it would be interesting to see the paparazzi around them. And, you know, they go into it a little bit on the Jersey Shore, though, because, like, Mike was saying how, they talk about how these girls know them, and the Bosnian girl, like, you can tell a little bit about
slightly, Mari, but it's not ever yet. So slightly.
The funny thing is, I bet that this fame consumes at least 50% of their conversations, and it all gets edited out as if, you know, they never talk about the encounters that they're having at the shore with being famous.
Here's some, because she has given us so much for the show. But once again, our dear little Patty Greco, whoever you are, acknowledging the cast fame would also open up all sorts of storylines at a time when the show desperately needs new storylines. When Snooki got into a fight with the unit during the season premiere, she made fun of his hair. She lives with Pauly D, and she's taking shot at this vapid opportunist here. Say what you really mean, Snooki, and call him a fame whore. Better yet, tap into what made you guys so charming in the first place and make up a fun new word for fame whore. And how much better would all the fights with Mike be if his roommates could accuse him of what he's really guilty of, aggressively trying to extend his time in the spotlight by playing the reality TV villain to the hilt, which is what we've debated off and on. As much fun as it has been to watch the gang GTL and take grenades home for four full seasons, it won't be fun forever. If Jersey Shore really wants to be interesting again, it should let's cast new reality be part of their reality show.
And I'm sure they're seeing that with their ratings dropping.
They are dropping.
Premiere ratings were significantly less than their Italy ratings.
What if we saw them going to, like you were saying, but also to their interviews and getting dressed up, and then also saw them being normal people on the shore? Not normal people, celebrities still, but going out and partying. Or when they travel to Vegas or Los Angeles or whatever, travel with them. Why aren't we doing that?
What, right now? Well, I think the idea is, I mean, for cheap reasons, it's lock them all up in the house for 2 months, have a bunch of cameras there, and let's make it happen. But I do think that it's funny. I wouldn't be surprised if they don't get it together, and if the ratings keep going down, they don't get it together and now start speaking to this. But I also
But I think what their plan is to bank on these spinoffs, and I think that Pauly D's spinoff will touch a lot more on his fame, a lot more than the Jersey Shore.
Right, he says it's
and
the entourage.
And the whole Vern and Shirley spinoff, I think they're banking on those two spinoffs.
Oh, I'm sure,
and that is
I'm
their
sure
way
they
to
are.
Keep it fresh.
But I don't think, but you know what, Mari, it won't. You know, the spinoffs never do better than the primary series. So it's like they'll hang in the game, they'll make some money off them. I think, Pauly, you're right, because hopefully they'll be honest about the real-life entourage thing. So I think Pauly's has a shot. I think the two girls, I think it'll be okay.
Are you talking
I
don't, about Meatballs? Or are you talking
No, Snooki and JWoww, they've been talking about forever.
Right.
And it's funny, we'll get into it. I know in the news you have it, Jess, but we're going to talk about the fact that they're, once again, talking about the Snooki JWoww reality show that has not been greenlit. They don't even know where to shoot it. If they do, all this is up for debate. I think they're trying to figure it out. They're ready to hit not the panic button, but they're trying to figure out how they can milk as much out as possible. And I think it's funny when you've seen reading this girl's article. I think the way to do it is just you got to be more honest. And I predict that in 5 or 10 years, you guys, they're going to have to on these shows. I think people just are wising up.
Going back to Vinny for a second, though, we talked about sort of why it's him, why he's the one who's panicking. But I think it's important to look at the rest of the cast members, starting with JWoww and Snooki. Like we're saying, they have a possibility of having a spinoff. Obviously, Pauly's got his DJing career. Situation's pretty big as it is, even though I think it's getting to his head a little bit and he's nervous
about
it.
Well, I think he doesn't know what to do because he doesn't have a talent to fall back on.
Totally.
Where, you know.
Sammy and Ronnie have each other. They're not really thinking.
They're thinking. It's if you do your research, like what's going on, like they're trying. I just don't know that they don't know what else to do than just go along for the ride.
They're not thinking they're screwed. They're thinking they'll figure it out.
No, I don't. I think they think they're screwed.
And I mean,
Ronnie's like, I'll do this till I want to do this till I'm 90 because he knows after this he's. You know,
I just think that they're more satisfied with their lives.
That's a different thing. I don't think they'll freak out as much.
Dina is lucky to even be on the frickin' show and whatever.
It's still kind of fresh to her.
And Vinny, if you don't watch the show, you don't know who Vinny is. I know that because I didn't used to watch the show.
Right.
And my friends who don't watch the show don't know who he is. He doesn't have another talent. He is the most real person arguably
on the
show.
Well, he's an actor. No, he trains to be an actor.
Yeah, and so now
he's had significant roles.
Yeah, so now he's been doing these other roles, but I think he's freaking out way more than all the other cast members because of that.
I think it's not, but I don't think it's about for him. I think they're more freaked out about the fame thing. I think he's just more freaked out in general because, as I think this girl pointed out, you know, people... I have a friend right now, and I don't want to say her name, you know, really big star. But I knew her back in the day when she wasn't. And every time she bumps into me, it's always like, oh, my God, you're from back in the day. Like, it's, you know what I mean? You just talk to me because we're really friends, not because.
Your roots are.
And, you know, and to me, even till I'm doing this with you guys right now, that just kind of went over my head. I'm like, oh, it sounds cool, you know, to be like, oh, I know you from back in the day. But now. You know, seeing this and reading this girl's article, you know, I get it. Like, now it's, once you're famous, it's people are coming, are they really being nice to me for who I am? Or is it because, and this is, you know, when I see a lot of the older stars, I see them just really spiral into madness because they're never getting a real
interaction.
No. And even sometimes the parents, it doesn't become real anymore because the parents back down to them. So it's not, so I think this girl's onto something. And because Vinny's a smart kid and he's most aware, I bet you he's just freaked out because the rest of his life now, Roxy, are you in love with me because I'm a nice guy and a good, you know, and a good provider, or are because I'm Vinny from the Jersey Shore?
And there's probably a lot more pressure too, especially like, let's say as Vinny, as you see, you know, Paulie's getting his record deal, Snooki has a bunch of projects lined up, so everyone's fending for themselves, and so I'm sure there's a ton more pressure now to like start figuring it out. What's your next step? What's
going to happen next? But he's, you know, he's getting roles. He's working. You know, he's writing his book. I'm sure. I feel like the ones that we know who should be most scared. But I see not fear, but just confusion in Sammy and Ronnie. Mm-hmm. They just, even in their interviews, it seems like they're kind of confused. They don't.
And Dina.
Dina just seems like it's so fresh. Roxy made the point. It's so fresh to her and still new that she's
still
not
having fun with
it. She's just still having a ball with it all.
She's like, thanks her lucky stars every night that she's on the show because she wouldn't be doing anything else. But I was going to talk about when you were mentioning people who are on the show because they're famous and not the people are famous, but obviously the Jersey Shore cast are famous.
You're getting to the hangers on.
The hangers
on. The fringe.
And I mean, I guess these are people from back in the day, sort of, but we've got all these characters now that are on the show all the time.
So talking about Unit,
I'm talking about
Ryder.
Unit, Ryder. We even saw Dina's sister on the show tonight, Gianni. Roger really doesn't come around that much.
Which is, you guys, like, I don't want to I want to hear what you have to say, but it's just like, where's Roger? It's unbelievable.
Know. Yeah, we haven't seen him at all.
I mean, like, am I, like, naive? Is it so real with them that he's just like,
I think it's
you
a
know,
smart way for
I'm
them to
good.
Put it.
Yeah, it might be a good thing that he doesn't want
to
be on
Not
the show.
Roxy's
Maybe
saying.
He actually likes her for her and doesn't want to be a part of the fame. And that could be a good thing that he doesn't want to be on the show. That could mean the relationship could actually last.
I feel like JWoww hasn't really been as involved either. Like, a
100%.
Lot of the times, the girls are doing a lot of things without her. You know, she's kind of like, oh, where'd you guys go? What were you up to? And she goes out
she's
at night.
Well, it's funny.
Thing,
well, what? Yeah, she's definitely, we've said she's the matriarch of the house. She's definitely not. She's not into the scene anymore. Yeah. And one of the things is, again, to take it back to my girl, Patty Greco, but she had said, you know, she feels like she's probably off doing a photo spread or doing something to promote one of her products. She's taking business meetings. Like, and she's like, smart. Be honest about it. Rather.
Totally.
But Rox, I didn't mean to, please go back to what you're saying about Unit and the rest of the gang.
You didn't cut me off. It was more of a question that I had for you guys. How do we feel about these people and not sticking to our original cast? We're now going off into all these storylines.
I think we need them, Rox.
You think we need them?
I do.
We lost Vinny.
And the situation is just, this girl hit on the head. He's trying to be the villain. And then when it kind of blows up in his face, he gets a little too real for him because I don't think he's that. I don't think he's that smart. So it's like, I think he sometimes crosses wires and is like, wait, I'm just doing this for a show. But, oh, wait, you really hate me. Oh, but you, and he always, so, and it's the same thing a lot. And Ronnie and Sammy, they're not around. I don't know why they're not fighting. I don't know why Ronnie's not hooking up with other girls. He should be, you would think, he'd be leaving every night with another girl. And if he did, you know she'd react.
Something's different.
It's weird. So I feel like we need...
It's kind of
like... We need these... Because, by the way, Rox, these other people have nothing to lose.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
They're going to go balls out for us.
And we see in next week, which we can talk about later in predictions, but Danny being pissed off because he's not having his workers and saying he's looking for new roommates.
Yeah. Well, speaking of getting those 15 minutes, the unit actually just did an interview.
Oh, good. I want to hear. Oh, I want to hear this. I so want to hear this. My boy unit.
Wet Paint Entertainment. Apparently, since he's seen himself, since this season, he's stopped drinking and drugging. He says, I am looked up upon as a role model by young people out there, and I feel that I let myself down by getting arrested. I am so sure that every young person watching Jersey Shore looks up to the unit. But in terms of the Snooki situation, he says, they ask him what actually happened that night with the whole drama and situation. He says, my take is one that I will be happy to give at the end of the season. I'm just one of those guys that hates giving away the ending to a good movie. I think we'll all enjoy watching it unfold like a lawn chair right in front of our eyes on Thursday nights. And then...
Yeah, nice, Bill. Yeah, exactly.
When asked...
How well rehearsed.
When asked what he thought of the season 5 premiere, he's another one that speaks of himself in third person, by the way. He says, I think I came off first and foremost as completely shredded. The unit is in amazing shape. That was his response.
Yeah, he's definitely
to the premiere for season 5.
He's definitely looking to be situation light.
But
how could he honestly think that that these kids are looking up to him? What
he
is
really
wrong
thinks
with
that.
Him? The I unit mean, is off his rocker.
That was in a nutshell, but he has a whole spiel about it. So
I really don't like the
he
unit.
He thinks that this season will serve as a public service announcement for him to tell people not to drink and do drugs anymore.
Well, you know, it's interesting. They didn't get into why he got thrown out of the bar.
Yeah.
But just Mike was really offended because, so you know, mad. Could tell. He was like, wait, I, we've built this place. How could my guy get thrown out?
Yeah.
By the way, one black man at the bar around a bunch of crazy Italians. What the hell? That poor guy. I wanted to get him out of there. you know, Meatball Day ended up coming and going. One of the things that was interesting to see a couple of gay Gweeds. What did you think of that?
We were all about the gay Gweeds.
Well, the gay Jersey Gweeds. That was just interesting to see these two little mutations.
One of them was cool. One of them was a fame-grubbing whore. The one that kept screaming.
You don't think both of them were?
They were both.
One of them was fine and not being so loud. The other one was like, I've got you, Snooki. I've got you, Snooki. Like, yelling to everybody that he was with Snooki.
We were talking about this when the show first went up. But one of my favorite things to do with this is I'll always watch some of the people who follow them around. You know, like these two guys, but if you always can see 2, 3, 4, 5 hangers on, just totally sucking up to them,
waiting for their moment.
Oh, so like, just let me get that for you, you know, helping them.
Like the girl that comes back to the apartment twice.
Oh my God, the
oh
girl
my
from
gosh.
From Bosnia, but. It was very good English that she, I mean, there was no broken English.
So I don't think she was from Bosnia.
She was, yeah. Probably like her
I
grandparents
think she was,
are
and
from
I think
Bosnia.
She was a total creep. Like, she.
So what do you mean by
go in and want to be with Polly and then just want to talk in the room and then to leave and then go back and want to be with Mike? Like, the whole thing just screamed like fame whore.
Yeah, total fame whore.
Bosnia. Watches Jersey Shore. She probably planned the trip out to Jersey Shore because of the show. I'm not even kidding you. And then saw them.
And stalked them. I believe you're right.
Moment.
You're probably right.
Like, she's definitely from Boston.
I don't get it.
Definitely a stalker.
But you guys, but Martin.
Pretty. She's pretty.
She's pretty. But you know, what? But yeah. You guys, but I don't know, Rox, if it's because you're young or because, like, the ball's always bounced your way in life. I don't understand how you don't get, like, the average civilian is desperate to be famous. They don't, like, in their regular day lives, they don't have this, they see these guys. like just drinking and partying and then getting paid for it and being famous. Like, oh my God, I so want in on that. And that's what I've been saying. Like every girl, it's not even fun anymore because all the girls just throw themselves at them. The only thing that makes it kind of fun is that all the girls, I'm still convinced, I'm still not convinced that all the girls down there aren't just grenades in that area. I'm still waiting to see. The Brosnan girl, actually, I thought was attractive.
Exactly. She was cute. That's what we were saying. She's cute. Why is she so desperate? It's insane.
Here's what I don't understand.
Not a good look.
Just wants
if you are going out to Karma or to Aztec, obviously those clubs know that all the Jersey Shore cast is coming that night. So obviously it's going to be harder to get into the club. There's going to be a cover. There's going to be a bouncer weeding people in and out. How could you not let in... I'm sorry.
Oh, that's a different question.
By the way, don't get let in,
but they
like
may,
that.
But they may not have them down there, Rocks. The
they don't have the cute.
That might be their cute girls. Again, you've been like in L.A. Maybe I don't know. That's what I'm starting to like wonder. Is like if we all been in L.A. too long to
as
remember.
Long as
I mean, the Boston girls were pretty
and booty.
But they, but
I think there's some
very
really
rough
pretty
crowd.
Jersey girls at the shore, definitely.
But at this Jersey Shore, though. There's a bunch of different places at Jersey Shore.
Not at
I
Karma.
I think the pretty girls, I think a lot of the pretty girls who you're saying are
have
looking
self-respect
for fame.
And like...
No. The one like the Bosnia girl.
But that was one I've seen in like 4 years. I've not seen many pretty girls on this show.
And most people from Jersey are actually incredibly embarrassed of the show and I think try to steer as clear as possible
that's
from
true,
it.
That's true, yeah.
So I guess maybe that's what it is, but it's like grenade, and
yeah,
once in a while.
Stay away from these guys.
Yeah.
So he gets... So Bosnia girl gets tossed out.
And then comes back.
and then gets tossed again because Paula's kind of a cool chick for a situation.
Yeah, and that was the biggest compliment the situation got his entire birthday, that this other girl came back.
Oh, should we go right into the birthday?
Am I skipping ahead too much?
No. Should we? Because we've been dying to talk about the birthday.
The double birthday?
All I have to say is he's a crybaby, and they should have played the song, It's My Birthday, and I'll cry if I want to.
Well, you know what was interesting about
I like that.
It was with his birthday, it's like, wait, you're at the bar saying, oh, is Nicole here? She's leaving. She's leaving. Oh, we got to get her. They just were talking about like the bullying campaign.
Yeah.
It wasn't like they fought at like 2 hours earlier or it was like, oh, I'm with Unit again. Unit knew what happened. Now we can go beat her up and bully her some more and harass her. And so that's what we see. And then he's surprised that no one gets him a cake
so
for his
pathetic.
Birthday.
It's so
why
pathetic.
Does he want to ruin Snooki's life so bad?
He's on a mission. He wants to be the reality TV villain. Like they say, he's trying to create a TV moment.
Right, and but then he's shocked when he's not loved.
Either
or.
But there's where somebody's not altogether wrong.
One or the other. You're loyal or you're not.
We're not getting the full story.
You have to fully commit. If you're going to be the villain, then you have to fully commit to that character and be the villain.
Right, so why isn't he? Why
because
isn't he
he's not
being villainous and
villains
saying,
don't
I don't
cry.
Care? Yeah.
Yeah, because like I said, he's not, he doesn't know exactly, I feel like he doesn't know what to do.
Do we think any part of this has to do with the fact that he's getting older and drugs and alcohol and everything is hitting him?
I've said this all the time. It's a depressant. And he wears down. If you look at every season, the mask falls off. He becomes...
He's starting pretty early this season,
because
though.
He's so burnt out, though.
Yeah.
Because we know... We've talked about this before, but we know in the off seasons, you think he's like at a monastery? Or like training somewhere up in the mountains and getting healthy and doing yoga.
They just came back from Italy.
Yeah.
It's true.
So he's been full tilt all the way through. But I totally think that he's and the more this goes on, the more I'm worried about Sitch for his future. I really am. I wasn't before, you know, 2 seasons ago I thought he was so funny and the things he'd create and the lines and the jokes, and I thought for sure, like, oh, this guy he's gonna be great and mature into something else.
Think
but
back
I don't
to
think
when
so now.
Paulie and the Sitch were best friends, season one. How awesome!
Oh,
the
how
Sitch
has
was.
That changed? Right,
he was great, killing
Such
it.
Different...
I just think, like happens to a lot of people, they kind of lose their minds. They're not strong mentally, and so he's probably forgotten Mike, and he's created this character situation, and he's as we like to say in the film business, he's probably a little too deep in character.
Yeah,
and now and doesn't know. Wait, am I Mike? Am I situation?
Where to draw
I
the
hate
line.
Having these conversations about him because I start to feel bad for him, and the last thing I want to feel is bad for him. He's a complete prick, but I do.
I feel bad for him.
Yeah.
I don't feel bad for him. I thought he was being a baby. He was, like, crying.
I know. Keep telling me that, so I stopped.
Yeah, no. I mean, you don't have to feel bad for him, because at the end of the day, this was a guy that was going
to
work at a tanning salon.
To, like, ruin Snooki's life by, like, constantly bringing up this hookup, and then the next thing he's crying because he's been portrayed to be the bad boy, and then he just wants the attention on himself. At the end of the day, the bottom line is with the situation, he always wants the attention on himself. Vinny leaves, and Vinny gets all this attention. Situation sees that. What does he do? He leaves. Like, he just
and it bums him out deep down, Mari, that nobody cares if he leaves.
Yeah.
Like, nobody cares. And I think, I don't want to say.
He wants to have a TV personality, which is a villain, but he wants to be the good guy friend everybody loves.
He wants to be liked. Right. Everyone wants to be liked, but he also wants to stand out. So
no, he does. And I think you're right with by going after Snooki. I mean, Snooki, at the end of the day, really loves this guy. And I feel like her and Jenny, and I think Sam too, the girl in them hasn't gone away, which is, I want to fall in love and settle down. Mm-hmm. I do believe that. And you're right, Mari. And for him to do what he's doing, you know, he's in a way he's terrorizing her. And I don't think that that's just TV. You know, I don't think she's like, oh yeah, it'll be good TV if you tell my boyfriend that I love that I cheated on him. I don't think so. I think he's
haunting her.
Right, yeah. He is. And so you can see why he's not liked, but then he doesn't understand why.
Can I say something a little off topic? I just have a few quotes that I'd like to read because I thought this episode was a little bland but full of great quotes. So
it did have great quotes.
We start with Dina crying over Vinny leaving, saying, he was like my soul.
He was like my soul. So overdramatic.
Move on to Snooki saying, soul. When Gianni leaves, Snooki says, don't worry, I won't cheat on you. That's a good thing to say to your boyfriend as he walks out the door. Moving on to the situation saying, GT, so Jim Tan, the truth will set you free.
Yeah.
I liked that one a lot.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed Sammy's commentary throughout the episode and her comment about, what's that girl that Situation is hooking up with now?
Paula
saying, she may be dirty and grimy and disgusting, but she's a nice girl. Thank you for that one, Sammy. And last but not least, we had Snooki saying, my ass just protruded because I had anal sex. Thank you, Snooki. So,
and I have to add one more.
Awesome.
This was killing me.
Called Paula. He said she's like AAA. You call her, she's there.
Oh, you're right. I should have added that one
to
my list.
That was a good
one, too. So, as much as we can say, the season, something's going downhill, the ratings are down.
Still funny.
As long as you're pulling out these quotes, I'm going to keep watching because I LOL'd at every one of them.
Yeah, you're right. No, and I'm glad you brought them up because I'm hilarious. And I'm going back to that article. I think the way they could beef this show up, you'd still have that humor, is let's let it be the Kardashians. Let's call to who these guys are. It's not a bunch of poor kids at the Jersey Shore anymore.
And like our friend Patricia, Patty was saying, let them make new slogans like GTL. Say, what was she saying? There was another one.
Well, Jim Tan, tell the truth.
Jim Tan, tell the truth. Things like that. We love that. I want to buy a shirt that says 4 more letters, and I don't know what it means yet. Create something.
And Maria, you know, the more I think of it, you're just seeing how bored Paulie was. I think you're right. That Entourage show, it all depends on who produces it. But you could really produce that in a way where you get into how it's wearing him down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like this is a kid from Rhode Island. And what I like about Paulie, he's a little older. Whereas like a child star, it happens at 17. They don't have a lot of memory. I have this problem with a lot of people who made it young in the business.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have a lot of memory to go back to. God, remember when you had to, like, work a day job or when you had to, like, you know, I don't know, whatever it was.
Car.
Yeah, all that stuff like that, or when you just had a studio or apartment that you shared with two people. If they don't have that to go back to,
How do they appreciate it?
They don't. They don't stay humble and all these things. And you're right with Paulie, because with that shows, I think it could be cool because he's got enough to remember from the first 28 years of his life, say.
Yeah.
That was a struggle and a grind. And now for all of this to be thrust on him, I would like to see it and how bored he is and how, look, God, I'm sick of girls just coming up. And so it all depends on how it's produced. Yeah, Mari, I'm going back to what you said, and I agree with you. I think that's the show that would be more compelling because it'll speak to the truth.
Well, I also think it'll be interesting
if it does.
When to see him do his DJ gig.
No, but
like,
but being on the road with Britney,
see the fame and the amount of fame he has.
But I think being on the road with Britney and her people, and just seeing this fish out of water, and really getting those moments where having that camera on him enough, so he's real enough to be like, this is a trip. I can't believe this, and that's really what's going on with Vinny. I'm hoping if we do, and they are going to do another season, this, and hopefully they'll realize that that's the way to go. Anyway, we should, because I know Phil's going to freak out at us very soon. Let's go to commercial. We'll come back. We'll look at the Jersey Turnpike video. Phil's going to roll in, and then we have lots of news and gossip. And I feel like our predictions, the prediction reel, I thought was stronger than even the show.
Yeah.
It looks really exciting for next week. So we'll be right back.
After Buzz TV.
Hi, I was once like you. A lazy, angry loner whose only joy was watching TV and surfing the net. And, like you, after I'd see one of my favorite TV shows, I'd be so excited and have so many questions that I'd actually have to talk to my douchebag coworkers about it at the water cooler. Then I discovered AfterBuzzTV.com. AfterBuzz TV produces after-show webcasts and podcasts for TV series of all kinds, like post-game wrap-up shows for all your favorite TV shows. AfterBuzz TV hosts are industry insiders who break down episodes of shows, take calls from fans, and interview cast and crew from each series, with over 60 different aftershows, from Boardwalk Empire to American Idol to Vampire Diaries to Real Housewives and more. Now, after a night of TV, I can ignore my stupid coworkers, who I hate, and go straight to my desk and watch or listen to all my favorite AfterBuzz TV aftershows and have all the TV fan interaction I need. Thank you, AfterBuzz TV.
AfterBuzz TV. What do you want to buzz about?
Oh, hey guys. Sorry, I was just practicing Dina's Jersey Turnpike, and I've seen the show and I love it, and I love she breaks out the Turnpike, and a lot of people are saying, how do we do the Jersey Turnpike in the clubs, and there's no tutorials out there. It's actually extremely similar to a donkey squat. Chuck Liddell used to use them all the time to condition to stand back up, but Dina uses it more for other conditioning reasons. So basically what you want to do is you're going to keep your back straight. If you have bad knees, bad back, don't do any of my stuff. Shoulder blades are pinched together. You're gonna drop your butt down, hands on the ground, right? In between your feet. But if you need to make an adjustment and take some pressure off, put your hands forward. And then you're just gonna straighten your legs out as much as possible. So your butt's gonna go up nice and high. Jersey Turnpike style, and down. Up, down, up, down, that's it. You're gonna be amazed at how badly this is gonna burn. Your hamstring, your butt, your quads. They get no chance to rest. It's just constant tension. As soon as you start getting tired, push off your hands. What you're gonna try to do is do 3 sets of 20, then rest 3 sets of 20, then rest 3 sets of 20, okay? And you'll be ready to hit bamboo, the clubs, you do it on Pauly D. Please guys, email me, Mike at Club KO Gyms. Like the video, subscribe. We gotta make it happen. The more subscribers we have, the more.
No, thank you, Mike at KO Gyms.
Is that how Snooki lost all her weight?
Yes. Yes.
That was her secret.
And that's how you two can lose weight. You know, we were talking before the commercial. And by the way, once again, our own Gabrielle next week is going to be, we're going to have her a little stage area built. She's going to show us exactly how to do this live in studio.
She has reassured us
in her jersey
at
dress
least 5 times that she is going to kill it, and she's done it before. So we'll see.
Yeah, we're excited.
I think she's a pro.
But we, you know,
I'm excited for the 3 sets of 20.
You know, we had another revelation to get back onto the more serious issues at the Jersey Shore. But the rooftop, the first couple of seasons was used. The hot tub was used. So much drama up there. I was noticing tonight that there wasn't as much trash up there. Not as much, no cigarette butts, like all the crap that you. And I said, geez, then they wouldn't have a cleaner in there. I know they wouldn't do that for them because they didn't in Italy. And we realize, you know, they're probably, it's kind of, they're over
it. Over it.
Yeah, they go out, they do their thing at the bar. If the guys can get a single girl that they can bring home and smush with, it's great. The girls kind of put on their slippers and go to bed. But they're over it as far as, like, being up there anymore and really interacting. And I'm surprised that they don't even have parties. What's that all about? Why aren't the guys bringing back a ton of girls to have parties? Is it a security issue? Are they not allowed? What do you guys think?
Have they ever had a single house party?
Remember they used to bring a lot of people back. That girls used to get so mad, remember?
They'd bring like a ton of girls back.
I want to ask you that. Why? Why aren't we seeing that anymore?
I think it's
The guys over it too?
I mean, the one time Polly brought somebody back, she stole his gold chain.
Well, all we see is, like, he brings them back, they hook up, he calls the cab. Like, there's no interaction afterwards. I just think it just gets so old after a while.
So you think it's just more the fun's over?
Yeah.
Like, having a new group there and, like,
even see them, I feel like every episode someone's left the club early.
They're over it, and I think they don't want any civilians near their shit, to be honest. So.
And a few of them aren't, like, in their 20s anymore, you know? Paulie, 31 years old, looking maybe to not be...
tiring out.
Probably.
Okay, because I know we're really running out of time. As we have a lot of news and gossip. Let's do news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
All right, I know we already went over a little bit of this, but Vinny's writing a book called Control the Crazy, My Plan to Stop Stressing, Avoid Drama, and Maintain Your Inner Cool. Joining the ranks of published authors and castmates Nicole Snooki Polizzi, Mike the Situation Sorrentino, and Jenny J. Wow Farley, the book will be a prescriptive memoir that doles out advice on how to handle anxiety as well as behind-the-scenes stories on Vinny's life.
What a title.
It's such a long, tongue twister title.
A prescriptive memoir. You know, it's one of these things where I feel like he's maybe trying to fit in too much. Like, what is like? Okay, so I'm giving you a little behind the scenes. I'm actually giving you a self help guide, and I'm also giving you
some
biography of my life.
I'm going to keep it light. So,
do you know what I mean? And I think it's that he's trying to like reach out to everybody. I'm in the brand business.
Stick
to one thing. Go for it and let's do an autobiography. Go for it. Let's do a behind the scenes of Jersey Shore, or let's do a self help book. Surprise everybody.
Yeah.
You know, but I think it's a little too, we'll see what happens. I think it's a little too much.
All right. Well, Dina had an interesting take on her and Snooki and Team Meatball. She says, quote, "We're so harmless and I hate when people are like, they're horrible. No, actually, we're just little girls just getting drunk and having a good time. We never hurt anybody. We really are harmless and we're like little flies that you're like, you're annoying, you know? So I love Team Meatballs. If any of the roommates is
okay." So you know what? Before I don't mean to cut you off, I think she's being, I think that's just an honest response.
Yeah.
I mean, to.
I can't help but be so bothered by her sometimes. Some of the crap she says, it's like Snooki Light. And she's just.
Like, but you know, but they are like harmless, though, right?
They are totally harmless, but who wants to be described as a little fly, let alone describes themselves as a fly?
They're obnoxious.
Right.
It's like to admit that you're an obnoxious person and be okay with that.
But they're harmless, no?
But they're totally harmless. Flies are harmless. They're annoying as hell, though.
But they're not like, okay.
But everyone wants to kill flies. When a fly gets in your way,
that's kind of true.
You want
to
kill it.
I don't know, but I'm always comparing these guys to who I feel the real, true reality villains. The heinous, heinous, vapid, cruel, wouldn't piss on you if you were on fire kind of people. And I don't have them there. Anyway, go to the next bite.
Well, if any of the roommates are going to pose nude, it's not Sammy. She says, "My boobs are real. They will sag to the floor." She shot down those recent Playboy rumors to HDNet. She says, "I just feel weird about my boobs, but I don't know. I don't know if that's the right direction you want to go in."
And again, on the fence.
Agreed.
Yeah.
"They will sag to the floor." Good to hear. Good description. I'm going to go vomit now.
Thanks for that visual, Sammy.
It's going to be, I'm glad in predictions we're going to see something out of Sammy.
Yeah.
You know, it's she's been so quiet.
Yeah.
Her and Ronnie, Ronnie is a great body, so he can maybe do workout videos and things like that. Sammy, I'm the most worried about Sammy. You know, as far as the future.
Yeah, she's going to fade into anonymity pretty quick.
I think out of all of them, don't you think, Mari?
Yeah, out of all of them, the fastest.
She's going to have the hardest time. What's the next bite?
Rumor spread that Queensland Tourism wanted to talk to producers after stars of the show Mike Sorrentino, a.k.a. The Situation, Ronnie Ortiz, Oh, sorry. Both of them told us that they wanted to shoot one of the final seasons of the show in Australia. A Queensland tourism spokeswoman said the organization always receives proposals to publicize the Sunshine State, but Jersey Shore was not one of them. Quote, if the producers of Jersey Shore were to approach us about filming in Queensland, we would be happy to assess the opportunity on the same merits that we do every proposal we receive, whether or not the program fits with our brand image, cost, and the overall potential benefit to our state's tourism industry.
Hmm. So you think that you think it's true that Jersey Shore is looking into Australia?
I don't really care if it's true. I'm just wondering what we would think if they were there.
I would not be interested.
I mean, we learned our lesson.
Flop.
And I also, we learned really to go crazy with TV trivia. We saw it with The Real World, and it was very boring.
Yo,
when they went to Australia. And that was actually
season.
A pretty good cast.
It was such a boring
But it was
season.
A great cast. I mean, there was a lot of it. But it
I
just...
I feel like they never left the house.
It was very boring. So
I feel like the Jersey Shore cast doesn't do well with change.
Yeah,
so,
they
like
would not
be in an environment
mesh.
That
no,
they're not familiar
right.
with.
Yeah, it was. We saw Italy. I don't want to see another country.
Yeah. Well, Snooki and JWoww are getting ready to launch their Jersey Shore spinoff. Though rumor has it they're leaving Seaside Heights, the new show could still be staying in the Garden State. MTV producers are reportedly scouting locations in Hoboken and Jersey City for Snooki and JWoww's as yet unnamed series, according to the Hudson Now. The network describes Snooki and JWoww's show as a look at the ladies' lives away from the beach and how they deal with life and love. Earlier in 2011, it was reported that the show was to be shot in Long Island, but now MTV is reportedly looking at Hoboken and Jersey City. Hoboken boasts the most bars per capita of any city in the United States, and both cities are a short train ride away from Manhattan.
Hoboken has the most bars?
Is that crazy?
That's nuts.
Totally crazy. Well...
per capita.
Again, I feel like they're trying to figure this out. They're trying to figure out how they can extend this brand, and I don't...
Would they have to, by contract, go with MTV?
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah. I'm sure their deal
MTV has them locked in for another
season. For spinoffs
season.
And things like that. And by the way, I would think they'd want to.
Yeah, I'm
I would think
wondering.
They'd want to at this stage. They're not ready to go to the Style Network or the Food Network yet,
or
the cooking show. Not yet.
Well, one more thing to add to that. Critics are saying the spinoff seems to be coming into focus at exactly the right time after what we just discussed, their lackluster premiere. They've been declaring that the tidal wave of the popularity has decreased and the show's ratings were down. And I also read that now the show is thinking because they have, you know, they still have them locked in for a possible next season. They're even looking at other locations like Vegas or something like that. For the Jersey Shore.
Wow, and even LA.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, again, if they take that note of being honest and we send them to LA and we get to really see them in LA.
That's the only way they could come to LA. If they came to LA and tried to play it off like they weren't celebrities.
Like they were just
you're trying Mecca.
To yeah.
What do you think of them in Vegas? We've seen reality shows in Vegas go very well. Both Real Worlds in Vegas were great.
Especially because these kids are comfortable in Vegas. They're there a lot, and they do a lot in Vegas.
All their club appearances.
Yeah, all their club appearances.
And by the way, and if they played it that way, oh, I've got an appearance over here, I've got an appearance over there, and not the, we're going to scoop ice cream, you know, at the gelato shop. If they played it like, if they played it, you know, real, I think it probably would be fun. Anyway, it looks like that's our... that's our Jersey Shore news and gossip for this week.
I have to add one quick thing.
Oh, please.
Only because the picture shocked me.
The Legal Lady.
Oh, my goodness. You're right. How do we not forget? How do we forget the picture? This week
without makeup?
Yes, let's discuss.
That one was like, did you see it? She looked great.
She looked fantastic. She looks great. She does. She really looks. She looks so pretty.
Send it over.
And this is her thin, too, now.
And she tweeted it, didn't she? She wrote... day without makeup and I don't care, something like that. And I think she got a huge response.
Huge. But by the way, you guys, this is what I'm trying to... We've done the Jersey Shore news and gossip for whatever, how many seasons we've done an after show. And generally, by this part, by after episode two of each season, we don't have as many... We have one or two news bites, maybe three. The fact that we have so much news and she's tweeting out this picture, I am telling you, these guys are very much aware that the window is closing.
Closing, yeah.
And so they're doing everything to stay relevant. So it's very smart of her to send this picture out, I'm sure.
Would you recognize her if you saw this?
No, I wouldn't. I think she looks great, though.
She looks really good.
I mean, she's thin.
Even her lips look good. And
she looks so natural.
Usually those are non-existent.
Right. No, she's very cute. I thought you guys were going to criticize her. I think she looks great.
No.
Uh-oh, here we go.
I thought she looked great.
Ooh, I'm excited for this. Predictions. All right, guys, predictions, because we saw a lot in that, like, teaser reel before we went out.
Talking about what we saw on the teaser alone. So we see Danny comes to the house for the to talk about how he needs to find more roommates.
Mm. Which we know is a little bit of a dick in the soup. I'm sure it's the producer saying, come on, which
how did
I
that
love.
Affect him?
But they were... you know, adamant, like, no way. I mean, I don't think they're going to I actually think this is a time where they have so much power, they probably would stop someone. I don't think they want civilians around them. I think that they're so high-end and such stars, at this point, I don't think they're accepting anybody.
But what if it's, like, the unit or someone that we're seeing a lot more of lately?
I mean, maybe if they kind of know them, that might be different. But there's no way... Roxy's going in the house now. There's no way. I just think they're like, no, I'm a star. I'm not having a civilian sleep next to me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm VIP. And I'm so super, super famous. You're not putting someone else next to me. And I bet you that's contract or not. That's one time where they'd all get together and say no. And I we'll see how it plays out.
I wouldn't blame them for it.
Well, you can kind of understand how they feel. But man, wouldn't it? If we got two new ones, wouldn't it make it so good? But
it'd
be
so weird.
It would be weird, but we need weird. We need something.
It's just like on Real World, whenever they lose a housemate and someone comes in mid-season, it's just awkward.
It's always awkward.
Whole thing off.
It's
the
always
whole dynamic.
Awkward. But sometimes in a good way. It gives us good television.
Well, can I move on to something else that we see? So there's also Paulie's surprise party. He didn't think he was going to have another one, but he does. And we see Sam on the floor in a cat fight.
In a fight, in a brawl. And I'm
so
actually
excited.
Happy for her, you know, let her have a moment.
We haven't seen Sammy fight since, what, Miami?
Yeah, since she tamed J-Wow.
Yeah,
Mari, anything else from you in New York?
No, I'm just excited for when they go to Staten Island to go get Vinny back. I want to know exactly where he lives because I'm on Staten Island almost every day reporting.
Again, Scoop Fagel, you continue to let us down. You're supposed to know this stuff.
I don't know exactly where he lives,
Scoop,
but we'll figure it out once we see it on the show.
Okay, listen. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in. Next week, we will have Gabrielle Arn doing the Jersey Turnpike for us. I'm very excited to learn myself. And, Phil, what do I have to do? You said I have to, like, just stand over her with sunglasses?
Well, there has to be a guy involved. You can't just...
And so what do you do? What do you... Like, what's your...
Enjoy it.
Okay, that's cool. I can do that. I can just enjoy it. All right, you guys. Rox, how do we find you?
Oh, Roxy Stryer. At Roxy Stryer.
And Jess...
Per the request of Phil, I have changed my Twitter handle.
Oh, yeah.
Nice, Phil.
I am Jessica King.
What's up, baby? All right. At Undergaro and at Phil Svitek, right?
And Mari Fagel.
At Mari Fagel, Scoop Fagel.
And the Legal Lady.
But we're going to work on changing that. Phil's going to change that one, too. All right, you guys. We'll see you next week.
From producers Kevin Undergaro and Phil Svitek, engineer DJ Jesse Janity, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. If you have questions or comments, be sure to buzz us at info@AfterBuzzTV.com. And you can find us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter by searching for AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
How you doing, Phil? You didn't even hear it?
Buzz you later, bitches.
Thank you.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.